This cavernous exhibition hall in Geneva has been temporarily transformed into a place of worship. Thousands of young people, mainly from Europe, but as far away as Asia and Africa, are here to pray, to meditate, to discuss issues of social conscience, and to make friends. 21-year-old Anne Elizabeth Lesseur is from Angers in France. This is her fourth Thésée pilgrimage. She grew up in a very religious family, but she says one day, as a child, she began to doubt her faith.
Then I discovered Thésée a bit after that. I discovered that a lot of young people are just like me, and it's not a problem to doubt. I think Brother Roger said that very well, that we can doubt.
Roger Louis Schutz-Marsoch, known within the Thésée community as Brother Roger, founded the religious organization in the French town of the same name in 1940. The 100 brothers who form the community are from Catholic and Protestant backgrounds. They are committed to a simple, celibate life and live from their own work. They do not accept donations or gifts. Brother Emile is originally from Canada. He has been a member of Thésée for 30 years. He has spent the past few months organizing the pilgrimage to Geneva. He says people of all ages come to Thésée, but the community believes its priority should be to help and be at the service of young people between ages 17 and 29.
They perhaps have more difficulty finding their place in society and finding their place in the church. And Brother Raj had a great love for young people, a great respect also for young people. He believed in listening to them, listening to their intuitions. Not that he was naive and thought that everything they were saying was true, but he did believe that their thirst for more justice, more unity, a more reconciled world was something that was not just idealism. It was something that resonated with the gospel, something that was true.
Brother Emile says the theme of this year's meeting is pilgrimage of trust across the earth. He says the word trust has been a thread throughout all these assemblages.
Even if the world changes so much, society changes a lot, the context of Europe changes so much, but the word trust has always been at the heart of these meetings. How to build trust, how to find trust, how to find sources of trust, because the trust that the Christians have, it should be more accessible. Often it's wrapped in vocabulary that is so complicated in theological words that young people cannot relate to.
Prayer services are held three times a day. In between, special workshops are held. Brother Emile says they mainly explore subjects of a religious or humanitarian nature.
For example, there are people working with immigrants here in Geneva. They will share with the young people what it means to try to be close to people in distress, people of another culture. Because Thésée is not just about prayer. It's about human solidarity. It's about trying to be present where there are challenges in society.
The people who are here at the Thésée pilgrimage realize it is rich with possibilities.
It's easy to enter in the prayer. If you want to pray, you pray. If you don't, you don't.
I think it's a special way of life. And when you come there, it's like holidays from life, from the life you have at home with a lot of stuff you have to do.
My name is David Lombard Jr. I just turned 19, and I am from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm a foreign exchange student. My foreign exchange brother, my host brother, he went to Thésée, and that's why I was interested in seeing what it was like.
It's also interesting to see there are other people believing different things or just thinking differently and get some new ways on looking on the world and on God.
As more people arrive, the noise level rises. The chemistry changes as they move from one group to another. In the midst of the activity, 12 young people are seen sitting with their legs crossed in a big circle. A young man is strumming the guitar. The others are listening or singing along. Within this vast gathering, they have created an intimate island of their own. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.